Back now with Day to Day, I'm Farai Chidea. New York Attorney General Eliot Spitzer is at it again. Known for his aggressive investigations, Spitzer has turned his attention to digital music. He's reviewing whether big music studios are price-fixing what goes into your digital music player. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here to talk about this latest action. Welcome, Janet, and what is Spitzer investigating?
Hi, Farai. Attorney General Spitzer is looking into whether the big four music studios that pretty much lead the industry have colluded to set the price of songs downloaded off the internet. And those companies include Warner Music, Sony BMG, Vivendi Universal, and EMI. Now, Warner said it received a subpoena last week, and the Wall Street Journal reports that BMG and Universal have also gotten subpoenas.
So how much does it cost to download music these days?
Well, there was once a time when it was free, of course, but now if you browse to Apple Computer's iTunes site, you'll pay about 99 cents a download. Wholesale, though, is a different story. The LA Times reports that digital music costs anywhere from 60 to 90 cents a song. And there are still, of course, people who manage somehow, don't ask me how, to actually avoid paying for downloaded music. And there are freebies, too, from band websites. They often offer their unreleased songs for free on their websites.
So, Janet, you have a situation where some people are downloading music for free. Some people are going to places like the iTunes store and paying for it. What is this doing to the recording industry overall? CD sales are flat. Is that correct?
Right. CD sales don't look so good. And some in the industry say that music downloads were just starting to make them some money. So the Spitzer investigation comes at a real inopportune moment for them. Nielsen SoundScan says that more than 3 million tracks were sold online this year. And that compares to last year with 127 million tracks sold.
So the recording industry says that downloaded songs should cost more. Is that correct?
Right. The recording industry wants these songs to cost more, and they're complaining about Apple's song pricing. They want to get Apple to either raise the price for downloads or to vary the cost. So a song from, say, Kanye West would cost more than an older song from Mariah Carey.
So sort of like a bargain bin approach. Some bands would be bargain bin bands and some bands would be full price bands.
Exactly.
So in what other ways is the Attorney General looking at the music industry?
Well, he has been looking into pay-to-play, and that's when record companies pay radio stations to play their music. And Sony and Warner have already reached settlements on those allegations. And coming up today on Marketplace, we're philosophizing about holiday celebrations. Do we invent them, or how much of our self-worth is tied to what we get or don't get?
Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Janet.
Thank you, Farai.